There's nothing trivial about this contest. A 54-hour broadcast on UW Stevens Point's WWSP Radio with 12,500 participants, 450 teams, and 430 very tough questions. The man who keeps them guessing each year is trivia coordinator Jim Oliva, also known simply as Oz.
To be sure, there are answers that are gleaned immediately off the internet. But there are many instances where the question is asked and people just have no clue of what it's even from.
Even with the advent of the World Wide Web, some things about Oz's questions haven't changed.
Last year's first question, the answer was Robert Redford.
What about 2 years ago?
It was Robert Redford.
3 years ago?
Bob.
In fact, the answer to the first question has been Robert Redford going all the way back to 1980. Another recurring theme is the outlandish names for the teams. Wayne is a participant from Plover.
Our team name is the Cakers. This year, it's called Battlestar Galacticaker. To be quite honest, I still don't fully understand how we came up with that.
35 people play for the Cakers. Most of them are UWSP alumni. Only 7 now live in the area. The others hail from distant points, including Florida and France. Oliva marvels at how trivia can be so important to so many people.
This really is way bigger than anything I ever imagined it could have been. It's more important to people than just a contest.
And while there haven't been statistical measurements, trivia is also very important to the economy in Stevens Point, especially to the hotels and restaurants that will be catering this weekend to thousands of tired, hungry, and bleary-eyed contestants. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.